This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Every other week, I'm joined by Matt Kettman from the Santa Barbara Independent and wine enthusiast. We discuss food and drink trends up and down the Central Coast. Matt, it's been a little while, but good to see you.
Good to be back.
All right, this is that special time of year where the wine harvest begins. So a lot of busy folks up in Santa Ynez. What's going on right now?
Right now, already coming in is some of the white grapes like Sauvignon Blanc, a little Chardonnay, some of the grapes that are grown specifically for rosé. The red grapes are starting to come in. I was just actually at Samsara Winery over the weekend, and they just got their first bins of Chardonnay ever in this new facility. They actually moved from Lompoc to Goleta, so it was fun to kind of just happen to be there when they're dumping these, you know, green and yellow Chardonnay grapes into their press, and it was really fun to see that.
And I mean, it's kind of interesting just because Goleta is starting to actually produce wine. We never thought of it as really a wine producer in the past.
Yeah, you know, it started really last year when Seth Koonin, the late Seth Koonin, opened a facility out by the airport. And then Matt Brady, the new winemaker at Samsara, decided to follow up. And he opened a place right across from Captain Fatty's out there on Los Carneros and Cayo Real. And it'll have a tasting room, actually, in a month or so. But it's kind of really exciting because there is a good amount of production manufacturing space out there. There's plenty of people, and people like wine out there.
Yeah. If I remember you telling me this, the last couple of years, we actually saw an early harvest. And we've had a very hot summer, but recently it's been quite cool, which maybe has something to do with a bit of a later harvest, which is what we're looking at now.
Right. And so, you know, for the last couple of years, the harvest has been coming in quite a bit earlier, you know, in backing up into like even early August,
right,
sometimes late July. This year has been a little more mellow. And so the harvest is starting now, really kind of slowly, and will be going all the way through October and maybe even into November. The funny thing is that, you know, with climate change and everything, people were starting to think that those last 2 years were going to be the new normal.
Right.
And then you get this year, which kind of shifts to being back to the old normal. And so, you know, it's Mother Nature, and it's always kind of a curveball. So.
And so, I mean, what are the differences between, let's say, an early harvest and a later harvest in terms of the quality of the grape?
Well, it's hard to say with early harvest. There could be, you know, different variables. But the thing that people like to say about a late harvest and a long season is that the grapes get to hang on the vines for much longer. They develop much more complex flavors as they're sitting there. It's a slow ripening process. You don't have heat spikes or cold drops that mess with the pH and the acidity. So it really could portend quite well for this vintage, so long as we're not jinxing it right now and it's not going to rain. I mean, you do need to get the grapes off before it rains, because then you get mildew and rot issues. But, you know, if all things kind of hold steady like right now, it could be, you know, it could be a classic vintage.
Just out of curiosity, do you ever hear about labor issues or shortages up there, or do these vineyards have it pretty well under control?
Labor is a constant issue and seems to be increasingly problematic these days. I know guys are even finding trouble getting interns. So not even just the kind of the typical labor crews, which are one problem, but then there's been a lack of people even signing up for, you know, people that are interested in being winemakers signing up for internships. So I'm not sure what that's about. But, you know, what I do think will happen is that the winemakers who I know as friends are going to start whining even more about how harvest is right, ruining their Thanksgiving and things like that. But I always like to remind them that, you know, for journalists, harvest never stops.
That's right. We continue to mine content year-round.
That's right. But, you know, look out for those trucks, and you see a winemaker, buy him a beer, and we're off for harvest season.
All right. That's Matt Kettman from the Santa Barbara Independent and wine enthusiast. Thanks again, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.